Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Jane Monheit. She's a young singer who is a new voice in jazz, but one who has quickly found her place as a storyteller who can move her listeners with her gorgeous tone. How are you, Jane?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm just fine. It's great to see you.
You too.
And I'm thinking of so many things you've done in such a short time. Weren't you in Europe recently?
I've actually been to England 3 times in the past 2 months, maybe, or less. Maybe the last month and a half.
Really? Well, where did you play over there?
I played, the first time I went, I did a showcase at Pizza Express. And then the second time I went, I played a whole week at Pizza Express. And then the third time I went, I did the Michael Parkinson show, you know, for the BBC.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was on his show years ago, and then he ended the show, I guess, for a while, and now he just started up again. That's great news, because he had an awfully good show.
Yeah, it seemed like a really wonderful show.
You must have had fun. Well, did you have a group of English musicians?
Yeah, all different English musicians for different gigs, and I met some really wonderful players, and it was great. It was wonderful.
You know, who was talking about you was John Dankworth and Cleo Lane. Did they meet you, or they've just heard about you now?
No, I haven't met them, but
I know they've heard about you and they would love to meet you.
Wow.
Well, before we go any further, I'd love to hear you sing something, because I think your record is so terrific, and you did this wonderful tune that I've known for like a million years, Please Be Kind.
Yeah, it's a great one.
And how did you pick that? That is an old, old tune.
I've known it forever. I learned it off some Ella record. I can't even remember which one, because I had this tape when I was a kid, a 90-minute tape that was a compilation of all different things from different records that my granddad made me. So it was on there, and I learned it from that, but I wish I knew what record it was off of. It must be a great record.
it's a wonderful song, and it's just such a great start to the CD. So maybe we can do that.
That would be great.
Okay.
This is my first affair. So please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Oh, please be kind. This is all so grand. My dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they will never, never fade. So tell me your love sincere. Oh, please be kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Oh, for please be kind. For if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind.
So tell me how you got started all your early life.
Well, I've been listening to jazz my entire life. So that answers the question that everybody asks me, which is, why is a girl your age doing this? I guess I am a little bit young, but it doesn't seem, I mean, I'm going to be 23 in 2 weeks, but it doesn't really seem strange to me, because it's always been such a huge part of my life.
Well, and you had a musical family.
Musical family,
didn't you?
Yeah. I'm really the only person who's made a career out of it. At least in the jazz world, there were a couple opera singers, and everybody can sing or play something. Most people can do both. So, you know, everyone in my family always expected that I would grow up and be a musician, which is
neat.
They
did?
Because my parents sent me to a conservatory instead of a regular college, Manhattan School of Music, and that was wonderful.
I can imagine. Well, but in school, they had a jazz band, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, there were lots of jazz groups in my school district. I mean, I was playing in jazz band in elementary school, you know, and there were 2 jazz bands in my junior high and jazz choirs. And in my high school, there was probably 20 different musical groups, you know.
Boy, I wish that were true all over the country.
Yeah.
But anyway, you somehow connected with records by Ella Fitzgerald. I guess she's your favorite. Yeah. And you must have heard these at your house.
Oh, yeah, always. I remember when I was very small, my mother sitting me down and saying, okay, check this out. This is Ella. You need this in your life. And, you know, from that day forward, I was just obsessed, basically. I mean, the first record I ever owned that was mine and not someone else's in my family was The Porgy and Bess, done by Ella and Louie.
Oh, isn't that terrific?
Yeah, and it was on a tape, and I just finally bought it on CD, and I can barely listen to it because I get so sentimental.
I can imagine. Well, I would think that if not now, you will sing some of those songs from that. I can just hear you doing it. Well, how about another tune? What do you think? As you said earlier, you're somebody that loves to do ballads.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, I mean, I could be content playing ballads all night.
Me too.
So, well, let's do one.
Okay.
What did you choose?
Imagination.
Oh, I love that tune. Now, that's another tune from years and years ago.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, some of these tunes are like maybe a 70 or 80 years old. I mean, I remember growing up with this tune and hearing it on the BBC. That's how I learned tunes, hearing them. Well, I'm sure that's one of the songs that you heard Ella Fitzgerald do.
Actually, I learned it from her, and I'm sure you will hear her creeping right out of me as I sing
it. That's wonderful. Well, let's do it.
Okay.
Imagination is funny. Makes a cloudy day sunny, makes a bee dream of honey, just as I dream of you. Imagination is crazy, your whole perception gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do. What to do?
Gee, that's probably one of the greatest versions I've ever heard of that song. You really have so much. Oh, it's more than feeling. You're just really into the song. I mean, you said that Ella inspired you to that. And I mean,
you can hear the Ella in it.
Yeah, I guess, but it's still you.
Well, thanks.
Well, tell me some more things. Didn't you do a date at the Vanguard?
I did.
July. That's the New York greatest club in the world.
Yeah, it was so exciting for me. I mean, I had nightmares. I was terrified to play this club because, you know, it's just such a historical place. And
it is.
You know, just to look at the pictures on the wall, you know, just to stand on stage and see the faces of all these historical musical giants around me was terrifying.
Well, who did you have to play with?
Bruce Barth and Jay Lenhart and Grady Tate.
Oh, nice.
And Frank West.
And who?
Frank West.
Oh.
Yeah.
Terrific. So you could lay out once in a while and have a horn solo.
It was cool, too, because Bucky Pizzarelli came for one night, which was nice because he was on the record.
He was on your record. Well, you had a bunch of giant people on the record date, too.
Yeah.
Did you hand pick them?
Actually, I didn't pick them. The record company and my manager picked them and kind of surprised me. And it was a pretty big surprise. It was pretty wonderful. I had no idea, you know, that it was going to be that caliber of musicians on the record. And when I found out, I freaked, you know. I was so excited. And
yeah, well, it must have, I would think that would give you probably more confidence, knowing you had those kind of people behind you, although you have confidence. I mean, you just certainly don't seem like somebody that would ever lack confidence that probably built in from your early, because you've sung since you were a tiny little girl.
I guess so. I guess I'm just so used to performing and singing all the time.
I think it's great. Yeah. One of the things that has really thrilled me about you, Jane, is that you took time out to learn a song of mine. I think that's so nice of you to do that.
Oh, well, it was my pleasure. It's a really beautiful song. And
it is a nice song, and I was lucky to have Peggy Lee write the lyric to it.
Yeah.
That makes it very special.
Yeah, that's great.
And, well, I just can't wait to hear you sing it. And it's called In the Days of Our Love. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.